The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. Monday's action comes from Roscommon and there's something for everybody this afternoon. We have flat racing, or this evening rather, we have flat racing and jumps racing to look forward to at the Irish venue. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line once again is Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
It's that maggot Holding, isn't it, again?
Yeah.
Can't get rid of me, can you?
You're haunting me.
Every day. You wake up thinking, oh God, I've got to do Holding in about another 2 hours' time.
It's not bad when you had days like yesterday and not a bad day on Sunday.
Yeah, it was all right, yeah, wasn't it? Yeah, good, reasonable start. The amazing one was Prince Chaparral, 4-1. I took 5-2 in the morning and then had my date with Beyonce and you know, that went all right. And then I saw the return of 4-1, I nearly fell over, to be honest.
Yeah.
Incredible
scenes. Yeah, you just sneak in there that your date would be on. So how did that go, Andy?
Well, I said to you, like, the trouble is you're in competition, aren't you? And, you know, I like a one-man woman.
Not least Jay-Z. What did he have to say about it? Did you see him?
Oh, Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
he's probably lurking around the back of the stage, yeah, ready to duff me up. I'll tell you what, Jessie J was the big highlight. I thought she was excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of a slow burn as well, Jessie J. She looked quite good in that little outfit she got on. Her voice is incredible and she's a good... I actually thought her show was just as good as Beyonce's.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I'm fickle, you see, and I change it easily.
Beyonce turned you down, so you went after Jessie.
That's after Jessie now, yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, we might get a podcast set up about this. Andy Holding chasing pop stars.
I know, like I'm getting too old for this malarkey as well.
Anyway, we have got a podcast for Irish racing, and that's what we're going to talk about. Roscommon this evening, Andy, what do you make of it?
Yeah, that Phillies handicap looks all right. Won last year by Cheval Rouge, who bids to atone for that. Bids to follow up, not atone. Yeah, it's always one of my least favourite tracks. Really, Roscommon. I must admit, I'm never overly confident going into it. So, I think if I can have maybe one or two winners on the night, I'll be more than happy with that. But at least me selecting several informed runners, hopefully they'll translate what they've been doing recently. So I'm going to stick with the horses that come here off the back of victories mainly.
Well, we'll do his best anyway, and we'll see how it goes. And the first race is the 5.10, and this is an EBF median auction maiden, and it's over 7 furlongs. And the betting this morning is headed by Intensified, who's currently 9-4 as we record this. His efforts in maidens were pretty good, 3 seconds in a row, including finishing second behind Sir John Hawkins, who went on to win the Coventry, of course. Flopped last time, Andy. Would you keep the faith with Intensified, or is there something else in here?
Yeah, he just ran so badly last time out. It's hard to be massively confident, isn't it? And he hung the latch, and he just didn't look right, and as Kevin Manning said afterwards in his debrief, the horse never travelled, and that was very much the opinion I formed as well. He's been off the track for over a month now, obviously, to get him right mentally, and he comes here into a fairly weakish maiden, having taken on a decent standard of opponent already this season. I sometimes think those early season runs, when they run against the strong first time outers from like the O'Brien camp, and that they finish second, I just think they get handicapped really badly, obviously, on the evidence of what the other horses do afterwards, and they become difficult to place once they have got that sort of 90, 85, 90 kind of tag. Wexford Opera as a point in case. I mean, Jim Bolger had a good season when that was a till, but it never won, and he's still struggling to win maidens with, and it can't win handicaps, obviously, off the 90s because it's just too high rating. I've got a feeling this Intensified could go down the same route. Therefore, I'll probably stick with last week's winner, at Garvan Park. Unfortunately, he got disqualified, quite rightly too as well. They didn't think the stewards did anything wrong in disqualifying Green Tag from the Michael O'Callaghan stable. But he's shown a huge improvement since his first run at Galway. I mean, he was absolutely tailed off, never in the hunt behind that runaway winner, Hidden Oasis, who smashed the ball out the park on the figures. But it was the ground, obviously, which helped this gelding by Tagula. Much quicker ground at Garen last week. Skipped along in front. He knew his job from the first time out. And he was bounced out the stalls by Fergal Lynch and maintained the gallop to the line. In doing so, however, he did drift across the eventual second Mekong River, who was very well touted beforehand and very well backed. And although he won on the night, he got kicked out. He's drawn stall two here, and with a good break and an attacking ride, hopefully Green Tag will keep a straight line this time and go on to win that first race.
Okay, the second race is the 5:40. And this is a handicap over 7 furlongs and quite a competitive handicap as well. Lucky Kitten heads the betting this morning as we record this. He's been progressive on soft ground, winning 2 of his last 3 starts. Those were both over, all 3 of those were over a mile. He's over 7 furlongs today and on good ground for the first time with the visor replacing the blinkers. But there's a whole host of form runners in this. Harpist, Knights, Templar, Target Acquired, all coming into this in fine form. And who'd you like for the 5:40?
Well, I think Lucky Kitten has to be on the shortlist. He's a tough old stick, this horse. He battled it out really well the other day with his main market rival, Indian Icon. And he saw him off in the latter stages. Back in third was Capital Hill, who 2 days afterwards went back to Galway and won again. So the form looks fairly solid. His speed figures are good. But as you said, they've all been on soft ground. And this is quite a sharp track. And he's dropping back a furlong. So, albeit he's drawn well and he's in good form, whether he has the residual speed to cope with one or two of these genuine 7 furlongs specialists, you'd have your slight doubts. I think Harpist is probably the most solid one down the front end of the market, along with Little Lucky Kitten. This horse comes in here off the back of a good run over what looked an inadequate trip down in Cork the other day. I was quite surprised that David Watchman chose to go back down to 6 furlongs, and unfortunately that reared its ugly head. She had a lot of weight and she just couldn't quite cope with the speedsters over that distance. But prior to that, she'd made all at Down Royal over 7. She'd run well also at Garen on a run before that. So she just seems to be running up a decent sequence of performances. Hopefully she'll just get a nice lead into here tonight. She doesn't have to lead because Target Acquired is also in this race as well, and he's been in fantastic form and he goes from the front. So there's every chance that she could probably just sit in behind the pace. I wouldn't be massively confident in this race, but I do quite like Harpist. I think she's finally getting her act together, and I'll go with her each way around about the 4-1, 9-2 mark.
Okay, Harpist each way. In the second race then, on to the third race. This is at 6:10, and this is an Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders' Fund Fillies Handicap. It's over 1.25 miles. And the betting this morning, we can't split Tuscan Light and Overland Express at the top of the betting. They're both 100-30 joint favourites. Maggie Dalton third in at 11-2, and it's then 9-1, barring those. A significant non-runner as well in the shape of Dalcova. Talk us through your thoughts on the 6:10 then, Andy.
Yeah, Dalcova and Queen of the Sand are out here, which leaves us with 10 runners, but still very competitive. Tuscan Light and Overland Express, the first two in the market. The two sexy horses, if you like, from powerful stables that the bookmakers tend to try and avoid. Locked horns early on in the season at Wexford. It was a race that Tuscan Light came out on top, and to be fair, Overland Express didn't really show much. But since then, Tommy Stack's filly has improved out of all recognition, winning at Cork and Down Royal. And, you know, she is likely to certainly give her old adversary plenty to think about here on the evidence of her last two runs. I also think that Maggie Dalton and Chaville Rouge are certainly two horses here to consider at decent prices, because they contested a similar race to this, if not better, at Sligo the other day. It was one of those premier handicaps that was worth a lot of money, or big pot, as they call it in Ireland. And it was the back end of the card, and Chaville Rouge came out on top, beating Treasure of the Ridge and Park Ranger. But on my figures, that was a really good time that day. And Chaville Rouge, of course, won this race last year, and she also is 3 from 4 at the track. Her only bad run came on very, very bad ground one day when she just didn't quite run a race. But Harry Rogers, once he gets his mares and fillies in good shape, he tends to keep them that way. And I think Chaville Rouge ran about 10-1, looks a fair bet here. As I said, she won this race last year, albeit on much softer ground, but she's quite versatile when it comes to conditions. And Maggie Dalton as well, on a much better surface than she encountered the other day behind Chaville Rouge at Sligo, has to be another consideration. Now she's got her ground again. Of course, she was 1.25 miles winner early on in the season at Curragh when the ground was quick. So my two against the field here, I'd probably go against the front two in the market, because I just don't think they represent value on what they've done. The two figures horses for me are Maggie Dalton and Chaville Rouge.
Okay, Maggie Dalton and Cheval Rouge there then onto the 640. This is the last race on the flat this evening, and it's a handicap over a mile and a half, and we've got quite a short favourite at the top of the betting in the shape of Kim's Dream, who's currently 6-4, but she arrives here in fine form. She bolted up at Wexford and then defied a £15 rise at Tramore last Friday. She's up another £5, Andy. Can she keep progressing?
Hopefully, yeah. I'm a big fan of Kim's Dream. I tipped her the other night at Tramore, citing that there'll be a strongly run race for her, which is what she wants. She likes to come off the back of the speed. And Ben Beculum and Zafarakand in that race made sure that there was a good tempo throughout that contest down in Tramore. And once she met the rising ground, it really played into her strengths, because she has got a good kick finish, as she displayed the time before Wexford when she came from a long, long way back to win by 5 lengths. And that's the key to this horse. She's going to be dropped out, which is a bit of a bonus, really, because she's not particularly drawn well. If you're just going on draw here, you'd say stall 14 isn't that great. But like I say, she's a hold-up performer anyway. So even if she's drawn stall 1, she'd probably be dropped out last. So the draw wouldn't necessarily hinder me from tipping her here. She did a very good circuit time as well down the other night in Tramore. She did 1:38.2 for the circuit. Now, I did the other four races on the round track that night. Dusty Trailer won the first race, did 1:39.4. Sin Sin, who won the mile and a half maiden, did 1:41.5. And Van der Nijck, who was rated 76, also ran a time in the mid-1:38. So Kim's Dream, only rated 62 against those other three horses I mentioned, certainly comes out one of the best horses on the numbers that night. And she's only got a £5 penalty, which is offset by Shane Gray. So technically speaking, she's still very, very well handicapped. And I'd expect her to come home very strongly down the lane. If she doesn't meet trouble in running and comes down the middle, I'd expect her to run over the top of this lot and land what should be a very short price favouritism in the 640.
Okay, Kim's Dream to complete the hat-trick there. Then onto the 7:10 at Roscommon, and we're over the obstacles for the first time. This one is a three-year-old maiden hurdle, and it's over 2 miles. And the betting is headed by Taurine Legend, who's 9-4, probably the best of these on the flat. Frozen North is second in at 7-2. Shah Jar has attracted a bit of money in the third favourite berth at 5-1. In fact, joint third favourite with Sin Mida, who's also 5-1, and then 9-1 or bigger the rest. A little bit tricky this, Andy. Who do you like for the 7:10?
Yeah, I'm probably going to throw my cap in the ring with a big price one here, just for a bit of fun. I think bookmakers might have got this one wrong, and it's certainly worth taking a chance in these juvenile contests. You just never know, do you? And that's the problem with these contests. Some of these are going to take to it, and others might not. And that's the $64,000 question with Taurine Legend, as you quite rightly pointed out. Probably the best of these on the flat, but he isn't exactly a prolific winner, and if you like, looks as though he's got his mental frailties as well. I mean, he wears the hood, he wears the cheek pieces, he just looks as though he needs a little bit of cajoling in his race as well. And 8 flights of hurdles, 2 miles, you need to be a bit of a tough man to cope with this jumping game. And at a short price, he's plenty tight enough for a horse, like I say. I don't think it's got everything going on between his ears. Unfortunately, Frozen North, who's one of the favourites here, we never got a chance to see what he could do the other night when he was sent off 130 favourite down in, around this track. Unfortunately, he got bumped at the first, badly hampered, and he got knocked over, and Ben Dalton was unseated. Chance of compensation here, you'd imagine. The market certainly was expecting a good run that night, so hopefully Frozen North at a clear round will go better than he did last night. Sharjah, if you like, is the benchmark for the form. Can see why one or two punters are hoovering up the each of our value about Andrew Slattery's three-year-old, because at least he's gone round here before and finished fourth in what was the best juvenile hurdle run so far in Ireland. That was behind See You All in Coppers. Now, that leads me on to my selection here. See You All in Coppers, it was trained by a guy called Paul Flynn, and he's got a horse called the Fiddler of Dunedin here, who's only a mid-50s rated horse on the flat, but she comes out of a very good race the other day down in Leopardstown, which is beginning to work out well, and she ran really, really well in that race, kept on all the way to the line, suggesting that she should be able to get a trip like this tonight, particularly on fast ground. Now, the third horse, Polish Rock, he went on to win again the other night, back at the same track, and we also saw the Black Devil, horse trained by Gerard Keane, win yesterday at Dundalk, and he was well beaten in the race that day at Leopardstown. Now, if this filly can jump, and she's certainly got the size and the scope to do so, 25-1 looks absolutely colossal. Yes, I am taking a bit of a punt, but I'd rather go down a big price route here in a race like this than take a really short price about something like Taurine Legend, who we don't know how he can perform. So the Fiddler of Dunedin at 25-1 is my speculative recommendation each way in that 7:10.
Okay, and on to the penultimate race, and this is at 7:40, and this is a mare's handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, or the extended 2.5 miles, actually. Our Beautiful Dream heads the betting this morning at 9-2. Won't be long now, and Coos and Bell aren't far behind in the betting either. But there's been a bit of an early move this morning on Four Wives, 10-1 into 15-2 as we record this. What do you make of that, Andy?
Yeah, interesting run up Four Wives, definitely. The form figures don't look all that great, but it's trained by one of the in-form handlers over in Ireland at the moment, a guy who I've been tipping up quite regularly, and that's Peter Fahey. If you don't know about this trainer, well, you need to look at his stats at the moment. They're absolutely incredible, and he's done really well with a filly that we followed on the podcast for the last week or two, also called Crystal Earth, who's won a couple of races recently at Ballinrobe and at Tremor over the weekend. Does really well in bumpers, and this horse caught the eye last time out down in Cork when not really aggressively ridden for a horse who was well backed in the market. Found itself a long way back turning into the home straight on a front runner's track as well. They never come from behind at Cork, but she did keep on quite nicely in the latter stages, particularly on the running. I thought this horse did enough to suggest she could be very competitive off a mark of the late 80s. And there's been a bit of money for her this morning, which is very significant. David Casey rode on that occasion, who was in fantastic form at the moment. Davey takes the ride. So everything looks positive for a good run here from Four Wives. She's certainly one to recommend here. But my other one is also called Roy Sheen Dub. And I'm going to go with Roy Sheen Dub here and make her one of my strongest bets of the night, particularly if you can get double-figure quotes about Philip Bryan's mare. Dennis Hogan takes the ride. Interesting jockey booking as well. This horse ran in a very fast time down in Kilbeggan the other day, doing all her best work late on. It was a race that was won by Ballyspell and Ladd, who absolutely bolted upon that occasion, did a very quick number. They dipped under standard on that occasion for that race. So I want to get with this form, and even though Ballyspell and Ladd got beat the other day at Tremor, I think it was due to him bouncing to the moon, really. It looked as though that he'd bounced off that big run, because he travelled really well at Tremor. In fact, I thought he was going to win going out the last, only for him to fade badly on the running. So I don't think the form's actually been let down, even though Ballyspell and Ladd didn't win. He certainly did enough to suggest that form is OK. And Roy Sheen Dub came from a long way back to finish third. She was going well the time before at Ballinrobe when she fell three out over today's trip. She's a strong traveller, she's a winner, she's a good ground winner, and she likes these brush hurdles. So a strongly run 2.5 mile race should be ideal for Roy Sheen Dub. And let's get stuck into her each way at double figure prices.
Okay, and the final race at Roscommon this evening is the 8:10. We finish with the Athleague Hurdle, which is over the extended 2.5 miles. Only five of them in the lineup here, and the betting is headed by Sweet My Lord, who's odds on at the moment at 4-5. His recent form figures, aren't too inspiring, but this looks a good opportunity to get his head back in front, doesn't it, Andy?
It does, really. Yeah, this is quite a modest race, to be honest. Several of these ran badly last time out. None of them exactly, give you a great deal of confidence. Time to Work was well beaten last time at Sligo, so he's hard to fancy. Mallatry also, he just seems to have lost his way, Mallatry. It's no great surprise to see Jessica Harrington try and find a fairly easy race after several poor runs over the larger obstacles. So it all points to Sweet My Lord here, who's the highest rated horse in the race. Was sent to Galway last time out, and unfortunately slipped up when going quite well before three out. But if you go back through this horse's career, I mean, in small fields, he's pretty deadly, and he's also a win around this venue as well, which is also worth pointing out. He could probably arguably do with a bit more cut in the ground than he's going to encounter tonight. That's the only thing I would say. All in all, it's not a race that fills me with any great deal of anticipation. I'd have to put up Sweet My Lord, because I just think he's better than these, and he comes in here at least with fewer convictions. But at 4-5, he's certainly knowing his bargain. I certainly think there's better bets on the card tonight, as you can tell by my podcast. I mean, if you're doing your money by the 8-10, then you won't want to be going overboard here.
Okay, Sweet My Lord, then, but a slight air of caution in the last leg.
Yeah, it's just not a betting race for me. That race, we've got six other good opportunities to get stuck into.
Yeah. Okay, let's spin through those bets one more time, Andy. If you'll just spin us through your selections at Roscommon.
Okay, Green Tag in the first, unluckily disqualified last week. Hopefully, he can get a justifiable win against his name today in the 5-10. 5:40, wide open 7 furlong handicap, but just, I've got to like Harpist here. I like the way David Watchman's improved and conditioned and toughened up this Harpist, and hopefully she could certainly run well enough to finish in the frame there in that 7 furlong handicap. Cheval Rouge won the 6:10 last year, and she might go very close to doing so again off the back of the figures at Sligo last time out. And the fourth horse home that day, Maggie Dalton, makes up my two against the field. Probably the nap of the night is Kim's Dream in the 640. She's an unbelievably good nick at the moment. So Noel Doolan's filly is taken to complete the hat-trick. In the 7-10, I'll take a bit of a punt with the Fiddler of Dunedin at what looks a big price, 25-1 for a horse who comes off the back of good flat figures. In the 7-10, my two against the field there would be Roy Sheen Dub, number one, each weight, ran 10-1. And Four Wives is certainly worth a small interest at 8-1 or 7-1, round about that price. And in the final race, no great convictions, but Sweet My Lord should win for Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Enjoy it at Roscommon this evening.
Thank you very much. Will do.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.